Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 66 of the show where I recap my week as it is, the after times of the before times, the Rona Days. Technically, the pandemic is still going on in many places around the world. The virus is mutating. Things are spreading. So we'll see how long it actually is around. But this show will always be around because the pandemic happened. The change has happened culturally, and that change is this show. But this is my week as it is. Got a jury summons. I'm not happy about. Haven't gotten one of those in a long time. I used to just ignore them, which hopefully this doesn't get out. This is a fictional tale. I heard a friend of mine would just ignore them, and nothing ever happened. But I don't know. Hopefully I won't. I actually remember once, it was probably over a decade ago, I was living in San Diego, and I got, almost 20 years ago maybe, and I got called in to jury duty, and I actually got, not only, like I got summoned, so I went, you know, to the jury house, and I sat down in the waiting room, and you just kind of wait there all day to see if your number gets called or whatever. And finally, my number actually got called. If your number doesn't get called, eventually they just dismiss you and you don't have to come in. But my number got called, and along with, you know, a bunch of people, because then they bring you in and they interview you. And I remember my question was the case, I believe, was like a robbery, like a mugging. They didn't really go into detail. As long as I was in there. But they asked if I had ever been involved in a robbery or whatever. And I had, because I used to work at Blockbuster as a second job in my early 20s to pay for medical bills. And so I was working there. And while closing up one night, two guys in ski masks and one of them with a big shiny handgun came in. They thought I was the manager because I was the older. My supervisor was younger than me because I only worked there part-time because it was a second job. And I wasn't that much older. I was 20, maybe 21, and he was 18, let's say. And they brought us to the back room, a gun to head. Like, the gun was in my face at first, and then they figured out who was in charge, and then they took us back. They had my supervisor. They put me in the bathroom. They had my supervisor on his knees in front of the safe. He's a tough guy, 18-year-old tough guy, you know, like to brag about getting drunk and punching windows in, right? That's like his story of manlyhood. So he's on his knees fighting with them, not wanting to open it. Finally, he opens it for him because who gives a fuck? It's not your money. And they don't care about us. You know, they open the safe, put him in the bathroom with me. You know, the door was still cracked, so we could see what's going on. And you see them take everything. And they took, like, the security camera thing and tried to, like, rip it out, but they couldn't. And they tried to take the tape. They couldn't. So the tape was left as evidence. And then, you know, we got out. He ran and saw the car. We called the cops, called our supervisor. Supervisor comes, calls the owner. First thing the owner asks is, what did they take? Let's just say I didn't stay around at that Blockbuster much longer. I quit very soon after that. I told them, like, yes, I was held at gunpoint or whatever at this jury notice thing. And they dismissed me. So hopefully I don't have to go in. Like, I just have anxiety having to deal with any, like, I don't want to be around that stuff at all for any reason. I mean, it might be interesting, but, like, that's not what I want to spend my time doing. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, you know, That's coming up later on. So we'll see where. Well, hopefully nothing happens. Yeah. I started. What I did do though this week is I started finally a clips page, Inspired Disorder Shorts, on YouTube. It's brand new. Only 4 followers so far. I'm uploading all of the time lapse videos for the making of the Many Faces, the 15-second versions, and the 60-second versions, 1-minute versions. So they're technically the short, like YouTube has this new thing that's kind of like, you know, stories or like TikTok length videos called shorts. And I believe it's anything under 60 seconds is considered a short and is fed to a different audience of it's just a new, more casual audience of YouTube, basically. So I started a page, and then also the 15-second promo clips that I do. For this show, I do 3 clips per episode, and those are all going to be released there, too, like I release every day on all the social media. So if you want, the URL is not set up. You can go to the main YouTube page for my stuff, youtube.com/inspireddisorder, and that's where you can get the full episodes of everything and the full extended, unedited versions of my painting videos. There's a link there to Inspired Disorder Shorts. I don't have enough followers yet on that page to be able to get a custom URL, and I don't have enough to start monetizing any of it, so it's very new, very, you know, infant stages, so please go over there and give a subscribe to Inspired Disorder Shorts. I'm sure if you search for it, it'll show up, or if you just go to inspireddisorder.com/YouTube or youtube.com/inspireddisorder. There's a link to the other account on there, and you can subscribe right from that page. But yeah, that's a new thing I've started to do, and interesting starting a new YouTube page. It's all of the restrictions that you have when you're just starting out. You don't have any followers. I'm limited to 15 videos a day, so I've been slowly every day I've had to upload. More videos there, but it's been fun. It's a fun, kind of new addition to everything I'm doing. So hopefully, a new way to bring new viewers in, and hopefully everything goes in the direction it's supposed to. It's been extremely hot this week, so I've been, not that anything's changed when it's been cool. I've been inside most of the time. Not like, even though I'm fully vaccinated and movie theaters are open, I can go see a movie theater. I'd like to go socialize with people a little bit more. The heat really just makes me not want to go anywhere. Just walking out to go do anything is ridiculously hot. My van isn't working right now, so I don't want to go outside and have to do anything with it because it's so hot. I'd have to wake up super early I just have to get a new battery for it. That's how ridiculous it is. And then I have to go get like an oil change and stuff. But even to get in there to get the old battery out and then borrow a friend's car, like by the time I wake up, it's already over 100 degrees outside. And I don't, it's just... I don't need to go anywhere that bad. So it's weird, even though the lockdown as far as restrictions is gone, I haven't really changed much, with my day to day. I'm just kind of focused on improving all of the things that I'm working on and enjoying those things. I'm actually pretty content, actually. But, eventually, especially once things start to cool down, in like September, October, then it'll be nice. It'll be, hopefully things will be changing. And hopefully not be going into a new lockdown. That would be horrible also. But, aside from all that, I've been watching Nathan For You, which is a fun show on HBO Max, a show that I had never watched before. I've always heard it referenced. It's about this guy, Nathan. I think his name is Nathan Fielder. I could be wrong on the last name. But Nathan is a comic I believe his background is comedy, but he has a business degree, and he has a show where he will go to struggling businesses and find interesting ways to market them or restructure them to be successful. And it's like really crazy ideas, which is really funny. But the show, over the time, devolves into him just like seeing what things he can do now that he understands through his show, he kind of understands how to like engineer things to happen. Like he starts engineering things to happen for other people. So the show kind of changes, but it's been a fun thing that I've been winding down at the end of the night, still watching Friends, but not quite as bingy as I was. I've been watching a lot more of the Nathan For You. So it's been a decent week as far as the entertainment stuff's been going. But yeah, let me know how your week's been going. Hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody's gotten vaccinated. Hopefully you believe in that sort of thing and you're not scared. You're not like a weak person. And hopefully you're not driving into groups of people, just because it's legal to do in your state. Technically you're still trying to murder people. And that's not cool. That's not cool. And let's just be nice to people and try and fix the planet before it all burns away. Get yourself some amazing coffee over at stationhousecoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. Order yourself some small batch, single origin, premium coffee brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, and shipped directly to you. So head on over to stationhousecoffee.com and order your coffee today and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!